Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and we are positively no longer in the studio. We are out here at beautiful Cooper's North. I always want to call it Cooper's Pub, but I know that confuses people because that's Fells Point. We are in Mays Chapel. We're in Timonium. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. I got a whole stack of them out here. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday the 30th. We're going to be at Red Brick Station in White Marsh. First time out there in a long time. Be there with Bill on the 7th of May, so make sure you check that out as we take these shows out on the road with our friends at Liberty Pure, as well as Curio Wellness, which is right down the street here in Timonium. My man Terry Beck has been doing things here in Timonium for a long time. He has been friends with Patrick Russell, who is Cooper's proprietor. I always tell the story about being down at the original Cooper's, being with the original Cooper the dog, back in the Homicide TV era with Richard Belzer and doing charities. And I got to meet Patrick through charity back in the day. And all these years later, I do this crazy crab cake tour. It brings me out here. Terry's a survivor, and you're doing a thing here tonight. Now, by the time you listen to this, you could still be involved in a lot of things. But Nick Schultz, and this is part of being a Dundalk guy, I think being part of being a Baltimore guy, is I know his dad, Ron Schultz. Everybody knows Ron Schultz, his son, and Nick's brother, Curtis Schultz, who played for the Terps, who then went on to train Ray Lewis, amongst other people. Another guy's very close with Vicky Brick, who we lost this week as well. Terry, you're doing something here for LLS and something with Nick, and you have a connection to Nick's dad, and I have a connection to Nick's dad. And this is where East Side, West Side, Milford Mill, Dundalk, Overly, Ron Schultz is the straw that stirs the drink amongst all of us, right, Terry?
Absolutely. A couple weeks ago, Coach Schultz, who I played football at Milford High School, reached out to me, stopped by Cooper's North, and asked me if I'd be interested in joining the visionary team for his son, Nick, who unfortunately is going through a little bit of a tough time right now with a family member that was recently diagnosed with leukemia.
And I know what that's about, and your
right.
family knows
and
what
I
that's
could speak,
about, right?
I could yeah. speak myself on that. It hits deeply because I'm in remission two different times now with hairy cell leukemia, a chronic form of leukemia. That's treatable, but it's in time. It could come back, but knock on wood, feeling good right now.
You got 100%
now.
Right now?
100%.
Good.
Feeling
all
good
right.
now. So tonight at Cooper's North, what we're going to be doing is all day long, 10% give back night from all proceeds from lunch and dinner through closing. And Nick will be joining the radio show today at 3 to get a little bit more involved in talking about his visionary team and what he hopes to do. His goal, I think, is to hopefully I think he's shooting for $100,000.
Well, I think that's everybody. Yeah,
right. That's a nice.
It used to be called Man of the Year
right.
and Woman of the Year, and they hit me to run. I'm like, I am not Man of the Year material. But what I've done in recent years with my wife's leukemia status in 2014 and 15 is bring all of you on that are the contestants or competing or teams. And the first thing, I saw Nick, and I've known Nick's family, I've known Ron Schultz since 1982, right? So we're going back we're going back 43 years here, right? So Nick sees me at an Accelerate event. Of course, he works with Brian Kowitz and Steve Heller. And I know those guys. So I had breakfast about 8 weeks ago, and he's telling me he's doing this thing, and I'm like, I knew all about the visionary. He used to be Man of the Year. I said, you're going to be tending a lot of bar, aren't you? He's like, hey, how did you know?
Right.
So tonight is sort of a kickoff for him here. But if you hear this afterward, I want to make sure we get the whole slate because Terry's the general manager here at Cooper's North. He and I have had a relationship for a long time. My wife and I had dinner in here the other night just on Saturday night. We were in a neighborhood. It's one of my favorite hangs. I love the gumbo. We'll be talking more about the gumbo this summer when I do my 27 favorite things to eat. But you do lots and lots of things here, but this leukemia cause, this is near and dear. When Ron comes in and talks to you, did he know you were a leukemia survivor?
Yes, he's known
that. All right,
that.
So you're an easy fish to hook then, when it comes to doing this.
Right, and like I said, it's definitely a great opportunity for everybody to come in and help. Even if you just give a little bit, just stop in, have a drink, reach out, and it's always good to take care of all the ones you love. I mean, any form of cancer is terrible, physically, mentally, and the anxiety is enough to drive you crazy. But hopefully everything will be fine. And I hope for the best.
Well, when you get into that moment of uncertainty, and my wife has been there twice, you've been there twice, and then you hear you've got cancer and you know the battle that you're going to have ahead, it's important to be surrounded by that. You know, my wife, we had a Gen Strong thing. It was a whole team of people around me. And I'm sure in your own case, the people that helped you survive the first and second time, they're here at the bar. They stop in. They always, and once you're in remission, everybody's like, it freaks you out. But you feeling all right? Yeah, I'm feeling fine. How are you? You know what I mean? Like, I think.
And your friends will let you know real quick if things are going in the opposite direction, if you see a loss of weight, your color gets, you know.
The second time you had a friend that told you, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, those are some of the early signs when you're diagnosed with leukemia or a lot of times different forms of cancer, loss of weight, your color tends to be yellowish or just
jaundice
look. Yeah. You just don't look strong. But like I said, we also – in the past few weeks ago, we did a cancer breast awareness.
Well, you're always doing burgers in here, right?
Right. Every month we do a special burger a month.
Now, I want to get the one this month. Tell me about the one this month, because you almost had me in it the other night, but I wound up getting a steak because I never had a steak here before, a little palm tree.
You have a few more days in April to try the pineapple burger. It's a pineapple burger. It's a Swiss cheese Angus beef burger with pineapple, and you know, it's
who comes up with this? Is this your call?
Each manager at different locations in the staff come up individually each month. Another individual, it's their month.
I did this patty melt thing you did here about 3-4 months ago.
Right,
that was the best one I've had.
Sully Burger's real good too. We kept that on our menu.
What's a Sully Burger?
Sully Burger. It's a smash burger.
Okay.
Double patties, cheddar cheese, secret sauce. And it's delicious.
What's in the secret sauce?
Secret.
Okay. What's it taste like? Thousand Island?
Put it this way. It tastes a lot like a Big Mac.
Same sauce as a Big Mac. Yeah, right. It's no secret. We're up here at Cooper's North. And really the thing that is not a secret about this joint, and every time I come in and I'm not always in the mood for it, the fellas you threw out at his table here earlier, I said, you get the gumbo? He's like, it's too hot for gumbo. What do you mean it's too hot for gumbo? They get gumbo in New Orleans. It's always hot. Like, why do people say it's too hot to eat gumbo? They're acting like it's normal soup. Do you sell less gumbo when it's cold out?
No, we have it all year round. I mean, some of our clientele thinks it's not hot, too hot outside, just the spices on the gumbo.
You can bring me that right now. I'll eat that with a spoon.
If
I ever get anything bad happen, give me that on an IV.
And you're gonna
have to IV gumbo.
You're gonna have to try the Baltimore Club today.
Baltimore Club's
shrimp salad.
I can't eat all this today. What are you doing to me?
And crab cake. It's a club sandwich with.
Hold on, you got me trying three burgers. I really want the gumbo. Like, I'm thinking gumbo right now.
You always have the gumbo. You got to try the Baltimore Club today.
All right, so I got breaking news for you. In August, probably next time I come back here, maybe I'll go downtown. Maybe I get the food truck out, get the Chow Hound out, or do something like that with Patrick. But, I've done the crab cake tour. I've done the oyster tour. You guys have been so good to me. I found you through the oyster tour. We did Oyster Recovery Partnership last year. We did the big oyster event down when the planes flew through back in the summer last year. So it inspired me for my favorite dishes. And I don't know if it was you, but I think it may have been your pal that just came in,
Andy.
Okay. That I came in here years ago. Either you or Andy, maybe Andy was standing bar here, and my wife and I came in for corned beef, for Dr. Lou's corned beef. We came in St. Patrick's Day, might have been 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So you have to tell me, because I came in here, and I came for St. Patrick's Day. And I had been in here before. The first time my wife got better after cancer, the first meal we had out was here with Kim Knight when my wife was bald and sick. And just first time out of the house, we came here and because her doctor was up this way. But I came in as either you or Andy, because you do look a little similar in stature and in intellect and wisdom. And we ordered the corned beef. And it was either you or him said, hey, you ever had the gumbo here? Would that have been you?
Probably
it was him.
Probably
it was him.
Andy.
You ever had a gumbo here? I'm like, gumbo? Why would I get the gumbo? Gumbo's down the list. I get the crab, get the burger, I get the fish tacos, the things I know about. He's like, give me a minute. So it was him. He came back and he brought me a little Dixie cup of the gumbo. And it was like giving crack out. I mean, maybe, you know what I mean? It was like a dealer, you know what I mean? He gave it to me, and I had one bite of it. I'm like, all right, I'll have a cup of that. You know, I mean, does anybody ever turn it down if you do that for them? Maybe I should ask him. He's here having lunch, doing business.
Everyone's willing to try it. I mean, sometimes, I mean, like I said, some very few on occasion say they don't like it because it's too spicy. But that happens rarely.
Well, this inspired me.
And again, we brought that up from Fell's Point, the cilantro location.
So that's?
That's where it originated on the menu.
All right, so it was a cilantro menu item.
Yes.
All right, I just want to get, I'm getting the whole history together here. Terry Beck is my friend. He is the GM. We're here at Cooper's North, never Cooper's South, but you can go there too. It's lovely down there, especially in a spring day down at Fell's Point on the cobblestone. So this gumbo inspired me. So it was Andy's fault. I'm going to tell him. Maybe I get him on the show. But so it inspired me to, like, do the oysters a couple years ago, crab cakes, baguette, oysters. And now I'm like, all right, I've done these other tours. I've done the crab cake thing. What am I going to do that's going to make it fun for me to celebrate our 27th anniversary? So I'm going to do 27, my favorite 27 things to eat in Baltimore out, whatever that is. Not recipes. You got to be able to go and order it somewhere. And I'm going to tell you right now, your gumbo's on that list. That's all I'm going to say.
And I know you're going to probably say Costa's is on your list with the steamed crabs, right? That's a mainstay?
No, well, you're going to get me down the list now. Costa's is on it. Costa's spinach, their cream spinach, is the best thing. Oh, you got a secret. Like, people think of Cooper's, they think burgers, right? That's your thing, right? Burgers?
Right, that's our special.
And the Woody's was always the fish taco, and I had that here last week. And you would say the gumbo, since Guy Fieri got involved, the gumbo's a thing, right? People go to Costa's. They know the crabs are going to be good. They know they got a crab. I'm trying to lead you into something that might be a little bit different. So that's why. But your gumbo, I'm going to do the show here, or I'm going to do it downtown, and we're going to honor your gumbo as a top 27 awesome thing. What else you got going? You got a whole month of things going on.
We definitely have a bit. We have a definite. Here comes Nick walking in the door.
All right, I'm going to get Nick.
We have a big event coming up all month long for May. I mean, we're going to be kicking it off Saturday. I think May 3rd is the Triple Crown start with the Kentucky Derby. The next day, Sunday, May 4th, kids eat free. Kids under 10 eat free from 2 p.m. till close.
When they come in, do you hope they don't eat a lot?
Nah, they can
eat all they want. Okay, I'm just checking.
The more, the better.
Tell a kid all you can eat, they're going to eat a lot.
And then Tuesday, May 6th, we're having an Orioles paint night. It's $55 to enter the contest. The best painting.
What is this? What do we paint?
The Oriole bird, right? The logo will
Oriole birds. So
we'll be giving away two Oriole tickets
that night. I'm
looking
at it right here. Hold on. You got a QR code on there. So if I scan the QR code on there, there you go. I'm going to be able to figure out exactly what you're doing. All right.
Absolutely. And then we're looking at Mother's Day, falls on May 11th. We're going to be having kids that will be able to plant flower seeds in a pot. That should be fun and nice and messy for us to clean up afterwards. Let's see.
You don't think about cleanup on these things, you know?
Right.
Bring a clown and the dust balloons.
It's all about the fun and the money, right?
All right, I'm just checking. All right.
Saturday, May 17th is Preakness Saturday. It's the 150th running of the Preakness out at Hilltop, Pimlico. It should be
there'll be more space in here.
Huge event.
And the gumbo will be better here.
And then we're talking about Cinco de Mayo, also falls early in the month. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo this year on May 4th and 5th.
This is the only joint where I order Modelo, because you got it on tap.
That's
every
my
time
favorite
I come
draft, Modelo. I love Modelo.
My wife always orders a Smittix, and it's amazing how many different ways people can pronounce that word. Smithwick's. What are we doing here? Okay, get in here. Come on, man.
I got
to make room for people here. First thing, I forgot my plug on my battery, so I'm going to have to get in and out. Nick, are you okay? Can you say a few syllables?
We already talked about your dad already.
We've already talked about your dad.
Oh,
you already
gosh.
Made me cry. We missed the whole thing.
Cried, you laughed, you did all of it.
Nick Schultz is here. He is the younger and more attractive of all the Schultzes. Is that a good cheap shot at your brother or no?
That's a good one.
He's older than you, right?
With more
You're
hair.
Young, right?
Yeah, with more hair. 40.
How much younger are you than Curtis?
10 years. 10 years. So, yeah.
That's why I didn't know you. You were a little puppy.
I was the one on the sideline chasing all the balls.
Hold on a second here, because your dad coached him at Milford what year?
I graduated in 75, so it would have been 73, 4, and 5.
Okay, so I met your dad at probably 83, 82, 83, 84. I graduated 85. Your brother went to DeMatha. I want to say he was 88, 89, something like that, right?
So Curtis was there, yep, finished in 89, 90.
I know my math, right?
You were there.
So when 1982, 3, 4, 5 was when I was in high school, your dad was the athletic director and a basketball coach at Dundalk High. I knew your dad looked a little bit like Sergeant Slaughter right about then, right? Would you agree with that?
Flat top.
He was kind of going Sergeant, yeah. And Sergeant Slaughter was the thing then. So, I mean, your old man commanded respect just because I saw Bob Slaughter wrestle Bob Backlund. So, but your dad ran the gym, and he would bring Curtis in, and Curtis would play ball. Curtis was like an eighth grader, seventh, eighth grader. He would go out and play with the JV and play with the varsity because he was that good. How old are you then? I need to know this.
Born in 83. So I was.
So you were literally a baby.
I was the little one that was in the stands.
But you have no recollection of Dundalk High School.
No, I do, because every summer growing up, where do you think we spent our summers growing up?
When did your dad stop teaching at Dundalk?
95.
Oh, okay. So you were you were a little boy. You were there.
Oh yeah.
Just was after my time.
Out there for 2 days.
We were on 2 days. I was there every August. I was stocking the vending machines, taking the Fanta grape as many as I could out of there.
Did you steal a varsity D or anything out of that gift shop there?
No, but you know, we did plant the mums on the hill at the football stadium that they had there.
Well, my high school has been ripped to the ground and resurrected. Your high school, Terry Beck, I made a wrong turn in Pikesville the other day because I was going from Pikesville to, like, Catonsville, and the Beltway was a mess. By Liberty Road,
horrible, right?
So it took me through down Sudbrook, Slade. It took me everywhere. Next thing I know, I pop out and I'm in front of Milford Mill Academy, home of Ray Rice, home of Terry Beck, home of Alan McCallum, my friend. Milford's got like a long, long, deep, rich history.
They definitely have become a football powerhouse in the county the last 10 years. Back in the day, Randallstown was a dominating team when I was in school. But I'd have to give the mantle to Milford.
Well, Dundalk's been in two state championships now. I've gone watch us lose both of them, one to Mervo, one to Damascus. I'll tell you the story later on about the D in Dundalk. But tell me what you're doing here. Nick Schultz is here. He's with my friend Brian Kowitz and Steve Heller Kowitz. They do insurance. Terry Beck's here, two-time survivor. And I'm going to have you talk more about your whole story in a little while. But putting this thing together, isn't it wonderful to have a neighborhood pub that says, yeah, you come into 10 Bar? Because when you told me you were doing this crazy LLS visionary thing, I'm like, you're going to be tending a lot of bar, Nick, right?
We are. And luckily we've had Terry Beck and Patrick Russell in our corner here at Cooper's North understanding the mission, what we're trying to do. And Terry's got an amazing story behind it. And you know, when my dad came to him and said, Terry, my dad's running for, you know, my son's running for Visionary of the Year for LLS, 10-week campaign anchored around mission support for the patients. And he said, I got to talk to Terry. He goes, Terry, being a survivor himself, he's like, he's going to want to jump on this and being right up the road.
I said he knew an easy fish with a hook when you got him.
Considering he lives across the street, Terry sees him probably more than he needs to.
Right.
I have run into your dad in here. I have, absolutely.
He's right there.
As well as on the internet from time to time.
Yeah.
He would always say, meet me at Cooper's. We'll get lunch. It's easy for him, you know. Well, I'm inviting folks out here. By the time they hear this evening could be over. But you got a long march, long May, into this. When's the big event? Because I have emceed that event. I've been a part of that event. My wife has been bald and struggling at that. That event marks a lot of places in our lives. The former Man and Woman of the Year, now Visionary of the Year.
Absolutely. So we actually finish it up on June 7th down at Guilford Hall. We're having the end gala, so it's 10 weeks. We're almost halfway through. I'm not going to say exactly where I am to it, but we're creeping on the second half towards $100,000 already.
Is this an Ed McMahon moment where I get the Tiffany and say we're halfway there?
We're halfway there.
You got to get a little graphic and show that it's halfway up.
Well, I'm changing the goal, though. We're jumping it.
Okay.
We got some great support from people like Terry and businesses in the area, even though
I think you're going to need a buck and a half to win this. I don't think 100 is going to get it done.
I might.
There you go. I'm huckstering already.
Well, with you here, we might push for two with you here.
Oh, here we go. Everybody get the gumbo in. Here we go. Nick is here. He's going to come back and do a longer segment. Terry, you were in the middle of like talking about the great things here happening at Cooper's, but I love your food. I love your vibe. I hang out at the bar here all the time. I do drink a Modelo. On Cinco de Mayo, I'll have two. How about that, if I come in for that? But this is a great place. I watch ball games here. You got bands here. Sometimes I come in and I forget that you have bands here at nighttime. And I'm like, hey, who's strumming a guitar? And
yeah, Friday afternoons, we have Buckashuck from 4 to 7. It's always a nice time to get out and eat some raw oysters. That started in Fells Point. Patrick's been doing that.
Why do I not know about this?
Since
Buckashuck every Friday.
Every
4
Friday.
To 7.
And they do it a lot of time on Saturdays as well in Fells Point. But Patrick's been doing that since he opened up Fells Point in 1997.
So I say half dozen oysters and like a big vat of gumbo. I'm good.
You're set. That's a meal.
You're good.
Since the last time I've done the show here, I've tried different things. The chicken Sammy, the blackened chicken Sammy to me, that's my wife's gotten it three times in a row. So every time she comes in, that's what she gets now. I'm an ahi tuna, blackened ahi tuna wrap guy. I'm big into that. But the fish tacos, you never go wrong with the fish tacos in here. That even if you don't want fish tacos, order them, they'll come. You'll be like, I'm glad I ordered this.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Fish tacos are one of our biggest selling items on the menu. I have to agree with you there.
We did the whole gumbo thing earlier. I'm going to eat some gumbo with you.
We're going to eat some gumbo. But you know what I got? This is a game changer. I get the burgers in a wrap, in a flour tortilla. Keeps
Baja,
it all together.
Baja Burger, right.
Baja Burger.
Where are you from? Overly or something? Where are you from?
Well,
who does that?
He coached at Overly, too, so I got a little Overly in
that's
me, too.
That's why I did
my practice teaching.
Yeah, right.
Where
exactly.
did you grow up? Because your brother went to DeMatha. I don't know how the hell he got there every day for 4 years.
He drove every day back and forth. He went to McDonough for 1 year, then went to DeMatha and went back and forth every single day. Hereford.
So you grew up in the Hereford area?
Football, basketball, baseball.
They didn't ship you out or zone you in or nobody recruited you down to Towson or anything?
He actually tried to. I went to Calvert Hall and Snooki was like, you're going to come play baseball here? And I said, I'm staying with my guys at Hereford.
You're a bull.
I'm a bull.
All right. Now, nothing wrong with that. I'm an owl forever. You know, all these years with the Owls, I thought owls were kind of like wussy birds. I didn't know. And I can sing our alma mater, which is – I don't know if your dad can sing it or not. I bet he can.
Probably can
because you had to learn it at Dundalk High because – I mean, they were sticklers back in the 80s, but I would say, and I wrestled. I have a Letterman's jacket, even though I wasn't very good. The only match I won was at Milford. How about that?
Bob Hutzler, you remember that? Bob Hutzler?
It was right after Bob Hutzler. It was Bo Ibner.
Okay. Yep.
Bo was a baseball guy, too, but a great man. Bo Ibner was awesome. But, I got my varsity letter, and I can sing the song. They put me in the Hall of Fame when they did the new things, and I cried. My mother had just died. But even when I went in the Hall of Fame, I didn't know anything about owls. I thought they were wise. So I always thought, like, owls, you call me a wussy bird, I'm smarter than you. Now I moved out to the woods about 3 years ago. Owls are nasty birds.
Absolutely.
Like, they are vicious. They're beautiful. They look all, but they make no sound when they fly. They eat everything. They kill everything. Owls are nasty. And I never felt like you're a Miller. What is that? What is that?
A beaver. I mean,
our mascot
was the beaver. But next Friday, I'll be down in Dundalk for the first time in I can't even remember when's the last time.
Get your passport stamped.
I don't think I ever played at Dundalk, but my son's playing lacrosse against Dundalk next week. He's at Pikesville.
Just know the Owls are tough birds. We're tough birds down there in Dundalk.
So I'm looking forward to
it. Well, you know, it's the one thing about sports. It gets us all around everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
I know you through your dad, who taught me at Dundalk, who taught you at Milford, whose son became the famous basketball Maryland guy and all that. And now we're here doing a nice turn. So Nick Schultz is here. Terry Beck is here. We are at Cooper's North. I would highly encourage you to come out right this minute, the minute you hear this. They're doing a turn here on Wednesday night for LLS. We're going to be doing more and telling more stories about your family situation and how everybody got roped into this. I come at it honest. My wife's a two-time leukemia survivor. So anything I can do for LLS, I am down with. And I know this was an easy thing for you to sign up for,
right,
Terry,
and
right?
Very important to me as well, like we spoke earlier, yes. As a two-time survivor, it didn't take a whole lot of pushing to jump in and help Nick with this big event tonight. And hopefully we'll have a big dinner rush and push up those numbers for
you. Eat
your
face off. Yes. Eat your face off.
Let's go.
All right, I'm going to tell your whole story in a little bit longer. Nick Schultz is here. Terry's going to go back to the kitchen. Hold on. You got to run out of here. We had to totally move this again because of sports, right? Tell everybody what you're doing today.
Going to a lacrosse game at 4 o'clock.
Imagine somebody in Patrick Russell's space going to a lacrosse game at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday in the middle of April.
I cannot miss any sporting events for my daughter.
You worried about
son.
The Orioles?
Orioles, I think, are done.
You didn't even want to talk about put it. He didn't even want to talk about it when I walked in.
Orioles, no pitching. We're done. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's big NFL draft. Football can't
start. Don't be such a fatalist.
Football
in
can't
April.
Start soon
How
enough.
Am I going to get my press pass back with you talking like this about the Orioles? You can't right. do that on my show.
Maybe we'll make an off-season trade or in-season trade is what we need.
Yeah.
Need some pitching.
Before the All-Star break.
We need a lot.
All right, I'm going to prime you up. I'm getting the seafood club based on what, right?
Absolutely. You must try today. You'll love it.
He's making me eat the seafood club even though I want the
Baltimore
gumbo.
Baltimore club.
And I really want the black and ahi too. Let's come back all weekend long. Nick's going to come back. We're going to talk some more about LLS. We're going to talk about Visionary of the Year. We're at Cooper's North. Come on out. I have a Back to the Future scratch-offs. I'll be giving these out to everybody in the bar. We'll be at Coco's next Wednesday, the 30th in Lauraville. And then on the 7th, we'll be at Red Brick Station. I keep wanting to call it Red Brick Mining. But that's that Red Hill Mining, that's a U2 song. I'm going to screw that up on the 7th. We'll be in White Marsh. Back for more. We are at Cooper's North having some fun, telling some good tales out in the community. Always good to be up here in Mace Chapel on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.